Michelle Badger is seeking the Democratic Party's nomination for state representative in the 1st Plymouth District, and she joins us this morning to discuss her campaign. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So the first question I have is, why do you want to be a state representative?
So for me, my whole life has been about service. You know, I started young, my parents getting me involved in a lot of the Plymouth Patuxent cleanups that they had. And so for me, service really fuels who I am. My motto has always been, we rise by lifting others. So it's all about, that's what fueled me running for school committee 13 years ago and why I enjoy it and love being on the school committee every day. How can I make someone else's life or something else better? And for me, it's always been about my passion as well for Plymouth, what I can do for Plymouth, because Plymouth gave me so much as a child. I was a shy, quiet kid, and they gave me the tools to be able to be here today. Because if most people who knew me growing up would never say I'd be here today, being able to talk like this. But for me, you know, it's really about, I'm running for state rep to make sure that all people in Plymouth can really thrive at any stage of their life.
And speaking of education, that is a top priority of yours.
Yes, of course it is. I mean, my background is in higher education for my work. You know, I work at Massasoit Community College, before that at other higher ed institutions. But yeah, education is really important to me. You know, that is where everyone gets their foundation. It should be the great equalizer for all of us.
Now, you also focus on climate change.
Yeah, you know, I think we've got a lot of work to do there. We can see it on our in our beaches, erosion. You can see the increases in, I mean, we've got the storm coming up this weekend. You know, there's a lot of, it just gets worse and worse every time. And so I really think we need to focus and we need to pass that climate bill that unfortunately was stalled this session. But if we can continue to push, it's important that we continue to mitigate the effects of climate change on Massachusetts and, you know, the world.
And since we're having our Veterans Food drive-through this morning,
yes,
I thought I should focus on that issue, veterans.
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited that they passed the HEROES Act. It's so important that we continue to give more resources to the people that make sure that we are safe, we can be free, we can vote on September 3rd, on or before, I should say, September 3rd. I know in Plymouth, a lot of the mail-in ballots have already been received, but I am really committed to making sure that our veterans get the resources that they need. I know I do a lot of work in my job with some of the veterans organizations on campus, and it's really important that we get them the resources, whether that's education, mental health, healthcare, is it more resources to be able to afford their day-to-day lives.
And now, where can people go to learn more about your campaign?
Yeah, so you can go to badgerforplymouth.com. You can also email me at badgerforplymouth@gmail.com. I have social media. We have Committee to Elect Michelle Badger on Facebook, Badger for Plymouth on Instagram, and my personal cell phone is 774-454-8549. And that is why I'm knocking doors, letting people know that as a state representative, I really want to connect with them. We've knocked over we're close to 5,000 doors now.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.